Corporate and Finance Services Committee meeting, Monday, March 2nd, 2026, 9:30 a.m.
The live video is working. One of the usual locations it can be found on the website isn't, which is an external vendor issue. So I'll go ahead and call our meeting to order. Good morning, members of the Corporate and Finance Services Committee. Remind those in attendance that this meeting is being recorded, web streamed, and captioned. Therefore, the microphones must be used at all times. If you wish to speak, please raise your hand and I will recognize you. If you have a motion, it must be submitted in writing and sent to Sarah Prodanzino and Janie Kellaway to their respective email addresses in order for it to be displayed in our meeting. Please note that all who attend meetings in the council chamber do so voluntarily, and as a result of their attendance at these meetings, may be photographed and or videotaped. I trust that we will all treat each other fairly and with respect, and I will introduce the members participating from the chamber now. To my right and the chamber's left is the Vice Chair, Councillor Bradley Marks, and committee members, Councillor Tito D'Antimarin-Petrie, Councillor Rosemary McConkie, and Councillor John Neal. Good morning, all. And I believe that Mayor Dan Carter is online with us this morning. Good morning. And joining us, visiting councillors, we have Councillor Bob Chapman. Good morning. And at this time, I will turn to Stephanie Sinnott, the Commissioner of the Corporate and Finance Services Department, to introduce the staff in attendance. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Chair Guyberson. We have Janie Kellaway and Sarah Prodanzino, Council Committee Coordinators. To my left is Mary Medeiros, the City Clerk, and to her left is Jay Martin, the Director of Finance Services, and in the back of the room, we have our City Solicitor, Sam Yoon.
Thank you. Hiding in the back corner. Thank you. Good morning to you. The city of Oshawa is situated on lands within the traditional and treaty territory of the Michisagi, Chippewa, and Anishinaabeg, and the signatories of the Williams Treaties, which include the Mississaugas of Scugog Island, Curve Lake, Hiawatha, and Alderville First Nations, and the Chippewas of Georgina Island, Rama, and Beau Soleil First Nations. We are grateful for the Anishinaabeg, who have cared for the land and waters within this territory since time immemorial. We recognize that Oshawa is steeped in rich Indigenous history and is now present-day home to many First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people. We express gratitude for this diverse group of Indigenous peoples who continue to care for the land and shape and strengthen our community. As a municipality, we are committed to understanding the truth of our shared history, acknowledging our role in addressing the negative impacts the colonization continues to have on Indigenous peoples, developing reciprocal relationships, and taking meaningful action toward reconciliation. We are all treaty people. We have no additional agenda items. Are there any declarations of pecuniary interest this morning on our agenda? I see and hear none. No presentations, delegations, referrals from council, reports from advisory committees, or items requiring direction. So at this time, we can move to our public consent agenda. And I'll turn to first, I see the Vice Chair, Councillor Brad Marks.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. At your request, I'd like to pull CF2610, please.
Thank you. Any other polls this morning? I don't see any, so I'll get a motion from the Vice Chair.
Thank you very much. That all items listed under the heading of Public Consent Agenda for the March 2nd, 2026 Corporate and Finance Service Committee meeting be adopted as recommended, with the exception of those pulled for discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Any opposed to the Consent Agenda motion? See none. That carries. So we will move on to CF2610, updates to the records retention schedules, and the Vice Chair has pulled that just so that I can ask a couple
Thank
questions.
You, Chairman. I'll move the recommendation and concede the floor to you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I think my question is fairly general in nature, and I, as mentioned earlier, we have our city clerk with us this morning, so maybe just a bit of a little bit more detail on the types of records and what's being looked at for this revision. Good morning.
Good morning through you, Mr. Chair. So we have been working on migrating our records from our current format, which is on our shared drives, to SharePoint. And what we have discovered in starting that process is that we're missing some functions, some of the functions we currently have in our retention bylaw don't actually cover what we need for those records, so we need to create some new functions. We've also discovered that there's been some change in legislation where we're not keeping some of the records long enough, and we need to be able to extend those so that we're not in contravention of the legislation. So, for example, some of them are fire records, which we're required to keep for 50 years after they retire. our bylaw says 25 years. So we do, it is important for us to be able to make these changes as we're going through the process of migrating records from each of the branches.
Okay, thank you. And is it a combination of extending some types of record retention time horizons, whereas some are maybe subject to earlier deletion, or is it just the one?
Through you, Chair Guyberson, at this point, we have not discovered that any of the records are for a shorter period of time. The majority of are for extend the periods that we're currently holding them for.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay. I think those are my only questions. I'll look to the committee. Yeah, Councilor
Murray. Yeah, thank you very much. And thank you, Madam Clerk, for being here to answer these questions. I remember when I was sitting in Councilor Guyberson's spot as chair of the committee, a lot of debate around the public and their access to some of these records. Has any of the legislation in the past little while, because I haven't been keeping track of it, has it changed the public's impacts on the public on how to gain these records, how to get these records? Has the process changed? Is there anything you can share colloquially with us as a committee? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Through you, Mr. Chair. So the process is the same for the public asking for records. However, depending on what the records are that are being requested through MFIPA, they would be released either in part, in full, or denied, depending on what it is that they're requesting.
Thank you. Just, there's been no change, legislative changes, since we last canvassed this, and it's been a while, since some of the material that's come forward. So I just remember our first term. I think you were on the committee as well, Mr. Chairman. There was a lot of MFIPA requests and things of this nature and record keeping that we had to get in order. So it's good to see that it's still functioning well, and that the public still have the same amount of access and have not been frustrated in any way. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Councillor Marks. I saw a hand. Was that Councillor Neal? Yeah, Councillor Neal, good morning.
Yeah, so in regard, just to clarify, through Mr. Chair, we will be keeping fire records longer than our 25 years with this?
Through you, Mr. Chair, it's the firefighters' personal records.
Okay.
So their employee records right now, our retention bylaw has them 25 years after they retire. We're going to be extending it to 50 because okay. That's what the legislation has dictated that we need to have them. And that's yep. A recent change.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or speakers on this one? No, seeing none, all in favor of the motion as presented? That carries. Thank you. Sorry, did the mayor have?
No, I was just saying aye.
Oh, that was a vote. Okay, thank you. Okay, we move on then to any items to be introduced from committee members. I see none. So we have nothing else on this agenda. Just need a motion to adjourn. Councilor Marks has moved. All in favor? That carries. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the morning. Thank you to staff.